The FBI's hot new tool to find criminals? Commercials on daytime TV.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The infamous Boston mob leader who inspired the movie The Departed is in custody this morning after being arrested last night in Santa Monica, California. I'm talking about James Whitey Bulger, who has been on the run for 16 years. He was caught just days after the launch of a new TV ad campaign from the FBI. For more, let's bring in Kurt Nickisch. He's a reporter for station WBUR, and he's with us from Boston. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Kurt, a lot of people in Boston know who this guy Bulger is, but remind us exactly what he's famous for.
Well, he's famous for running a crime gang and killing a lot of people. He's wanted for 19 murders and has been missing for just about as long, 16 years. Got a tip from an FBI handler that he was going to be arrested, and he took off and hasn't been seen since.
He took off, and then the FBI launches this ad campaign earlier this week looking for him, and all of a sudden they find him.
Yeah, so this ad campaign was actually a little bit different than all the other ones that they've done targeting him. They decided to go after his female companion, who's around 60, and they went after her demographic by showing these on shows like The View and Ellen and Live with Regis and Kelly. Huh. And, you know, a day later after they started airing in 14 markets, they found him.
And how much did this ad campaign cost the FBI?
$50,000, believe it or not.
Wow.
They must have been considered PSAs and not actual commercials on those expensive programs.
Kurt Nickisch, reporter at station WBUR, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Well, now to one of the key ingredients in car advertisements. That'd be a top ranking from J.D. Power & Associates. The company will release its latest rankings today. But as Marketplace's Jeff Horwich reports, one of the things car makers do to impress customers may actually be annoying them.
When it comes to in-car tech, no one pushes things more than Ford. Take the new My Ford Touch onboard computer system. Here's one tour on YouTube.
They combine two five-way switch pads on the steering wheel, three LCD displays, two in the instrument cluster, and one in the center stack.
Ford says all that is about making life easier behind the wheel. Well, here's what Consumer Reports had to say.
This much-advertised dashboard design, well, we found it to be frustrating on a lot of different levels.
Transmissions can also generate dissatisfied or at least confused customers. Dan Gray reviews cars at mpgomatic.com. He says this year's advances get mileage and power and can just feel weird.
When all of a sudden the transmission is telling us that, hey, I'm here, I'm the transmission, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, folks think there might be something wrong with it.
The J.D. Power survey measures owner-reported problems with their new cars. Whether there is something wrong or customers just think there is, doesn't matter. I'm Jeff Horwich for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mostly lower in overseas trading this morning, down more than 1% right now in Paris and Frankfurt. Apparently, the 450 million Harry Potter print books that have been sold are not the end of the sales line for author J.K. Rowling. News this morning that the 7 Harry Potter novels will be sold as ebooks starting in October. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 80 points and finished the day at 12,109.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk, for nearly 90 years committed to innovation in diabetes care. Learn more at novonordisk-us.com. And by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. Marketplace Entrepreneurship Reporting is supported by Farmers Insurance, trained agents committed to small business success, on the web at farmers.com.
A report out today from the consumer advice site Bankrate.com says a high-yield checking account is harder to come by than it used to be. These are accounts that give you a higher return on your savings than most bank accounts do. There are only 27 high-yield accounts available around the country right now, compared with 41 a year ago. And as Sally Herships reports, even if you can find one, getting that high yield is no easy feat.
You don't have to look far these days to find someone who's unhappy with the interest rate they're earning on their checking account.
I only get a checking account for direct deposit, but when my money goes in, I take it out because it doesn't grow.
Monique Davis is 25, and I found her one block from my office.
It doesn't grow. I can leave my money in there, and it don't grow, so I just take it out.
The good news for Davis is there are relatively high interest rates available on checking accounts. The key word here is relatively. Bankrate.com says the average interest rate for high-yield accounts is down to 2.56%. The bad news is consumers have to jump through hoops to get them. Greg McBride is senior financial analyst at Bankrate.com. He says customers can face requirements like these every month.
10 debit card transactions, having direct deposit, and making at least one either automatic bill payment or an online bill payment.
And if you miss a requirement, your interest rate drops all the way down to an average of 0.11%, which is pretty much the same as a standard checking account. Bart Narder is a senior vice president at banking group Celent. He says Federal Reserve policy is keeping banks flush with money, so there's little incentive for them to offer better interest rates. At the same time, Narder says loan demand from well-qualified borrowers is low, and as a result, so are interest rates.
Welcome to the world of supply and demand.
Okay.
It works in banking as well.
Narder says try thinking small.
A typical large bank has a very large and expensive branch network,
which you pay for. So you might find a better interest rate at a smaller local bank. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And finally to St. Louis, where a Facebook campaign has taken off in the last day or so to save a historic architectural landmark. Not the famous Gateway Arch or the Cathedral Basilica of St. Louis. Nope. Thousands of Facebook users have signed up to save a branch of the fast food restaurant Del Taco. It was built in the late 60s. It looks like a flying saucer, and it still serves 99-cent burritos with Del Scorcho sauce. Developers want to tear it down, though, to build a more pedestrian-friendly retail space, presumably without the 99-cent burritos. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Say you want to start a business in Dubai. You've got two options. You can partner with a local who will control 51%, or put yourself in a free zone where,
if you're going to be making a million, you're not going to be taxed on a million.
Easy choice, right? I'm Kai Rizdal, bridging the gap between one country's two economies. The story next time on Marketplace. Today's business news as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.